ultimately, we're all still processing what happened today. So I can't say that we've made decisions one way or the other around an appeal. Today was very much about getting through today in many ways. We were hopeful on the motions, but obviously didn't prevail. Doesn't mean that we won't if we go to the appellate division, but we didn't prevail before this court. So with that, we knew if we didn't prevail, we were going to have a sentencing. And, you know, the sentencing was anxiety producing for obvious reasons. Any sentencing is, but in this particular case, even though, you know, as you heard today, and the judge rightly pointed out, that the crime itself was decidedly unserious, it was still under New Jersey law a second degree crime. And there's a presumption of incarceration, which essentially I looked at every case I could. I found the presumption of incarceration overcome 2 times. So this would make 3, literally, in all of the New Jersey case law I could find. And on top of that, the state was obviously asking for a whole lot of time. The state was asking for 12 years in state prison. And we knew all of that going in. So I knew that if we didn't prevail on the motion, then we were going to go to sentencing. We had this presumption against us, and we had the prosecutor saying 12 years. Now, I thought that was, as I think I said on the record, a reprehensible position, and I could use other words. But still, the court will oftentimes not quite defer to the prosecutor, but absolutely take into consideration what the prosecutor has to say. So to go from 12 years presumption of incarceration to probation is, you know, a huge, huge victory, and one that was certainly justified given the crime that he was committed of, which was essentially no crime, and also given, you know, his work, 25 years of work, his body of work in the community, and all the people, you know, you and others who came forward to pen letters of support for him. So obviously that went a tremendous way. And the judge rightly pointed out that he had never read letters like this before. I've never written a letter of support and probably never will for a client, but I felt it was important that the judge hear one for me as well. So this is all a long way of saying that we did incredibly well thanks to all of the people in Lakewood and beyond who supported us and prayed for us. And now we have a lot to process.